Good evening, residents and visitors of St. Martin. I am Prime Minister Silveria Jacobs, Chairlady of the Emergency Operations Center, EOC, with my third and final update with respect to matters related to post-Hurricane Tammy effects on St. Martin for Monday, October 23rd. Military assistance to the Disaster Management Organization ended as of 6 p.m. this evening, and the EOC will be deactivated after this national address. I hereby inform you on the final updates provided by the relevant emergency support functions. EFF 9, Government Administration, regarding schools, the SEMC of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Youth and Sport have advised that schools are ready to receive the students, and it is decided that it's back to school on Tuesday, October 24th, 2023, at the usual time. ESF 3, the Ministry of Romi on Monday afternoon was busy carrying out flood mitigation measures on part of the Mullet Bay Road that is prone to flooding. Excavation works were carried out to lower the water level on the road to relieve extreme flooding. Large vehicles are able to make use of the road, but it is still not recommended for small vehicles to transit through this area. It is recommended to take the alternative route via the French lowlands in order to access the Kupakoi area until the water has subsided sufficiently. The Beacon Hill Road remains flooded, and the Ministry of Romi will commence pumping operations on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Water pump trucks will be used, and the excess water will be pumped into the ocean. Residents and visitors alike are requested to take note of this. The Ministry of Romi will continue to clear and clean rocks, mud, and debris from the public road system during the remainder of the week. Any requests for assistance or notifications in this regard can be sent to the following email address, minvromi@stmartingov.org. That is minvromi@stmartingov.org. The Meteorological Department of St. Martin, MDS, in its Monday, October 2023, 6 p.m. forecast, reports that trailing moisture due to the slow-moving rain bands of Hurricane Tammy will maintain cloudy skies, occasional wind gusts, showers, and thunderstorms across the local region. Some of these showers may be heavy during the overnight hours, and as such, the flood watch will remain in effect until Tuesday morning, October 24th at 6 a.m. Residents and users of areas prone to flooding should continue exercising caution and use alternative routes to avoid any unnecessary risk to life and property. Gradual improvement from these adverse conditions is expected by tomorrow, Tuesday. Moderate seas are expected through the next couple of days, with waves peaking at 7 feet. Small craft operators and swimmers are advised to maintain caution. I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to the people, the business community, and visitors of St. Martin for your cooperation, your vigilance, and timely compliance with the request of the government of St. Martin to protect life and property in relation to the passing of Hurricane Tammy. I would also like to take this time to extend heartfelt gratitude to the members of the EOC, ESF coordinators and their disaster emergency teams for their hard work, commitment, and dedication in preparation for, during, and after the passing of Tammy. This is also extended to my colleagues in the Council of Ministers for your cooperation and collaboration during this time. The EOC is hereby deactivated, and all authorities to deal with any eventualities revert to the relevant ministers. Any updates and information will continue to go through the usual channels of the Department of Communications, DECOM, via customary official government public information channels. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season is not yet over. We will still have several weeks to go before November 30th. Do continue to remain prepared for whatever nature may bring. Your level of preparedness and attention to updates from the government's official platforms can and will save lives. It has been an honor to serve you as Prime Minister through the preparation for the passing and aftermath of Hurricane Tammy. Until the next event, may God bless St. Martin and her people. Thank you, St. Martin. Do stay safe.